As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to get back to some revisionist history here in a second. Can I? I think you agree, but I wanted to put that out there. Guardians start the series with the Yankees tonight. Guardians are playing some really good baseball here over the last week. I know that they dropped one or two, but you know they've been able to get it going. And boy, Nolan Jones. It's like ever since I ripped him last Tuesday, he just is hitting the cover off the ball.
He's in the zone.
So
right now.
I guess I got to rip him and say he's a terrible baseball player again. Horrible baseball player. Don't put him in the lineup because he's kicking the bleep out of it every time. I think it's okay to hate the Yankees. I just don't consider him a rival. I mean, it's certainly okay to hate the Yankees. I think a lot of people hate the Yankees. I just think that they're not a rival. And I asked, do you consider the Yankees a rival or do you just hate them? And I think that this is a generational thing. If you ask on social media, I think there's a certain demographic of our audience that's not on social media. I would say 55 and up. That's not really on these websites that much. I think the ones in my age group and your age group, we're only 5 years apart from each other. I grew up in a different time or this current time of Guardians baseball, Indians baseball, where you only met them in the playoffs, really. You have a series a year at either ballpark, and then that's it. I think to an older fan, yeah, because you saw them more, the Yankees were a rival, but I don't think that they considered you a rival. I think that it's just you hate the Yankees, and everybody hates the Yankees. Does that make sense to you? But now I'm just looking at them like, hey, they're a team that everybody hates, but in the grand scheme, they're kind of just another team. I didn't like losing to them in the postseason. That bothered me, but in the grand scheme, it's just another good baseball team.
I got to push back a little because I think the fact that there's a bunch of silly things maybe that add up here. So maybe I'll make the case.
Please.
Is that obviously in our lifetime, the spending disparity, right? We automatically in our city are going to hate the teams that spend. Mm-hmm. So playing them a little bit of more emphasis, a little more built up. Animosity, even if it's one way, even if they don't look at you like that, but you look at them like that, you know, heck, you could make the argument that for years, the Steelers and the Browns, I mean, it's been so one-sided, but you know, if you feel like a team is a rival, that's going to start something. Okay. That's number one. Number two. Okay. You have, I think enough playoff appearances and enough playoff battles that it warrants that it warrants the, not only does that team spend a ton of money, we also play them periodically in the postseason. You know, 2024, we play them
like
just
we've
now.
Played them a lot in the postseason the last 8 years, especially.
Yeah, so you've had these moments, and then you want to go back to the 90s when guys like us, when we really, really built up our fandom in a big way where stakes were really high. All right, 97 and 98, you play against them in back-to-back seasons. Then in the 2000s, you know, there's enough there that I think it warrants it to be a rivalry for us. I get it if the Yankees don't feel us.
Well, if they don't feel it, it's not a rivalry.
The other thing, and I'm going to be holier than thou here. I go to a ton of games, guys. I go to more games than you guys.
Closer
I go
to the Lord.
When the Yankees are here. And more than any other fan base, that's the fan base that shows up. And I know they aren't all from New York City.
But they take over.
But they do the takeover. And not only do they do a takeover, you know, we talk about the Blue Jays fans coming here and doing a takeover or being loud, right? The Yankees fans are loud, not only in Progressive Field, they're loud over on Prospect and they're loud on East 4th. And
the way into the stadium, week, yeah.
That whole week or three games set that they're here or whatever it is not the greatest of times if you're trying to not have a rivalry with
that
someone.
When they lost game, it was only a 5-game series. When they lost that ALCS game, that was the worst walk back to a vehicle I've ever had. It was the worst because I had Axel's 9 years old, and I'm just like from one near fight to another, like getting out of the way, get out of that way, get out of this guy's way, get out of that way, because there's going to be a fight here, there, and everywhere. Like there were so many of them, and it was so ugly with how the game ended, where it's like, hey, we're back into this thing. The Juan Soto hits the home run, which was a great home run. Let's call it what it was. And there's a lot of respect out of that hit. But my God, it was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I go, I've only been to one Yankee Guardians game, one Yankee Indians game in my life. And this is the reason why. And I don't think I'll ever attend again. I swear to God, I don't think I'll ever attend again. I did the same thing with the Red Sox years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I did the same thing with the Red Sox years ago. I attended one regular season Indians Red Sox game. I was disgusted. Never again. I'll go all day long to Guardians Royals. That's fine. I don't want to go to the other ones. But that doesn't make them a rival. I think everybody hates the Yankees. But if they don't feel that same type of way towards you, I think they feel that way towards the Mets. I think they feel that way towards the Red Sox, obviously. The Dodgers, I think that's probably going to be, because you're probably going to see more World Series with those two teams, considering how things are right now in Major League Baseball. I think that there is a bit of one with the other teams in their division, but I don't see us being a rival other than, yeah, we're one of the other fan bases that just hate the Yankees.
Yeah, I agree with you that the Yankees do not, their fans, if you ask their average fan, who are your biggest rivals?
They don't feel that way at all.
In that sport, I just don't think it's what it was and doesn't compare to certainly the NFL at this point, because, you know, really, what are the rivalries left? I mean, the Cubs and the Cardinals, how many deeply entrenched where both teams feel that animosity? Because we've said it for years, like in our division, like we felt like we had a rivalry with Detroit for a bunch of years, but I don't know. Does it seem like, hey, it's Detroit weekend, here we go.
Started to feel that way a little bit in the postseason. That was a pretty fun day. Now, just pointing that out, like they had that second half. We had had that entire season. It looked like for a second they were going to close the door on us, and then we were able to come back. That felt a little bit more like a rivalry. The other ones don't feel like a rivalry. Like when I get people tweeting at me nasty things from Pittsburgh, those fans, oh, you're not even a rival. I go, well, no, wait a minute. I don't even know who you are, and you're telling me to go die. I'm in your head. I don't care what anybody says. You care. That's a rivalry. No matter how many times that they've beaten us in the past, they care about how you feel. That's a rivalry. I feel the same way about Cincinnati, even though a lot of people feel differently than I do about Cincinnati. I know it's a rivalry. I think Baltimore is not the same type of rivalry as those two, obviously, but it's still a rivalry. I don't feel that way with the Guardians, and I think there's a little bit with the Tigers, but you got to keep playing for high stakes. I do think there's actually, I think a lot of fans in Minnesota hate the Guardians because of the walk-offs. I think that it seems like we have their number. You know that their play-by-play guy loathes us.
Okay, but is that a one-sided thing too?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If they feel it, but we don't.
Probably not a rivalry to a lot of fans. But that's the exact point I'm making. Can I call the Twins a rival if we don't feel that way about the Twins? Okay, well, I can't call the Yankees a rival if they do not care about us, and I don't think they care about us. It's just another stepping stone. Sorry to say this. We were another stepping stone on their way to the World Series, and I'm glad that they lost to the Dodgers. But I don't think that they sit there and go, oh, God, we hate Cleveland. I don't think they do that. And I don't think they do that with 90% of the teams out there.
Well, so then what do I call it? Because I definitely get up for the Yankees games way more than most of the 162. So, fine, they don't think it's a rivalry. But for me, I feel like the stakes are way higher for our fan base when we play the Yankees. So, call whatever you want. But it feels like I would feel like if it was a rivalry.
Are they a rival? 216-474-0092. I'm surprised you say they are. I didn't even look at the phone bank here. I got to get to them. Ryan in Louisville, Kentucky is listening on the free Odyssey app. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, real quick, do you guys want to apologize to my son in the backseat that his 529 is gone because the Marlins lost the Rockies last night?
It's a sad state of affairs.
You do it at your own risk. And I said it was funny money.
I felt really good. But I think if you can get into his piggy bank, I do feel good about the Colorado Rockies tonight.
Ryan, I will have you know that I said twice in that segment that I wasn't touching the Marlins series. And I will have you know that I just read an article, and it says that Gen Z is starting to focus more on labor, on manual labor jobs, skilled labor jobs, the trade jobs, instead of going to college the way that it was forced down our generation's throat and the generation before that. Ryan, what do you think about that, pal?
Hey, my plumber makes $350,000 a year, so I'm all about it.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't have to do that 529. You just turn that and start your own business. You want to do it. Man, I'm Dave Ramsey all of a sudden. Check my ass out. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, I think we're kind of both right. I'm with Tone. I have a rivalry with the Yankees, but I really don't know how much they care about us. If I tell you what, if we would have beat them in Game 5, you know, after Frankie's grand slam, and then you go back to, I want to say it was the 07 year that Hafner hit that walk-off, we would have knocked them out of the playoffs a couple of times. Maybe they would have felt a little bit more of a rivalry against us. But, you know, because they've knocked us out in the 90s with those great teams that we've battled back and forth with, I think it's right. I think we have some sort of a hatred rivalry. But to them, they're everyone's rival. So, like, they got to pick and choose. And, you know, they only clear the benches with Boston. So that's where your rivalries come with. Maybe we need to clear the benches this weekend. I don't know.
And two other things. And I'm going to let this go because I know you want
to
get the revision
history.
Clear
the outfield one time. Recently.
And then we kept him too long just because we were all happy that he yelled at a bunch of Yankees fans. Anyway, two more things. One, I think that's the exact point I'm trying to make. They do not take us seriously in that way. I think that we have to beat them at high levels. The other thing is that I just think that they're focused on other things. I think remember, we had Chris Mad Dog Russo on. And you remember that interview? He gave the Guardians no chance. Mm-hmm. And there were fans that were mad at that, and then we lost in five games. And I wasn't mad at Chris Russo for saying that. I was mad at the circumstance of what it is. And I think a lot of fans, and this is part of it, man, if you are on the equal playing field, you look at the NFL, there's still, to me, there's still rivalries there that are preserved. College football, still to some degree, obviously, there's some rivalries there that are preserved. Major League Baseball, like, no. And I think part of it is, like, you would like to have a nice division rival, but if what are the Baltimore Orioles going to do after this year? Did they just spend for a couple of years and then this thing's going to hell because they're so bad this year? Or what are they going to do? Are they going to stay in it? Or did they, quote-unquote, learn their lesson?
Good at baseball.
I'd certainly hope so, but they got to pick it up now where they're at it because, you know, some of these owners, like, they get it like, oh, I spent money and look what happened. Like, we were afraid of that with Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher. And they didn't even spend that much money on those guys. So if we're still using bad years when you're expected to do something and guys not showing up as a cautionary tale, that's terrible for any rivalry. All right, do your Baker revisionist history.
I saw it yesterday, and I'm so intrigued. And part of it came from Sam Monson, who's going to be on with us later in the show, about Baker Mayfield. And obviously, we know now, we don't have to debate anymore about whether or not it was a good move to go get Deshaun Watson. But the other part of that move was saying goodbye to Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, maybe it's just an off-season topic that came up, it was brought up over the last 24 hours that, yeah, going after Watson, clearly a mistake, but that they didn't have to. They didn't have to get rid of Baker Mayfield to begin with. And I thought to myself, like, how are we forgetting some pretty obvious parts of that Baker Mayfield saga that led us to where we were in the first place?
Okay.
Like, obviously, we sat here and I think you were on the same page with me at the time when he got injured that final year. Like, I thought he cost himself a bunch of money. I said it at the time. Now, fortunately for him, he's made it back.
I think he cost himself the real leadership of the team. And I don't. And by the way, I disagree. I don't think he made all that money back. I don't think he did. Because remember, we were talking about 260, 250 to 300 million. And that Jason wrote it in the Athletic. So don't even start coming after me on that. We're talking 250 to $300 million of the contract that was rumored that he wanted.
See, at the time.
So he didn't make that back.
No, but I don't think he was getting that money. I was talking about the $30 million a year that maybe they could get him.
Okay.
And he has. He's gotten it back and then some with this nice resurgence where he's admitted he's a different player. He's smarter. He's evolved. He's more mature. Family life. All the stuff. All the buzzwords. But I don't know. People around Baker say he has really changed. So I do think sometimes you can actually believe what's coming out of an athlete's mouth, and maybe Baker, this is one of those instances. But I point to when we decided to get rid of him and how contentious it got at the time. The Baker Wars were in full effect. And not to mention, yeah, he was coming off an injury that either messed with his head or messed with his mechanics. Either way, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in football that following year when he was in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the whole league had a chance to go after Baker Mayfield if what people are saying now was the case, but it wasn't. He was considered damaged goods, and people were wondering about his viability in the NFL. He's proven all of those people wrong down the road, but at the time, we can't act like that wasn't the obvious, you know, state of affairs when it came to Baker, that he was struggling, he was injured, and we were starting to wonder, could he read defenses? Like, was he panicky? You know, he was having trouble in the pocket. You know, the book was out on him at that point. And that's why not only was he available for anybody that wanted him and what eventually became a six-round pick that became because of the way the trade was structured.
Yeah.
He went to Carolina, and he was terrible in Carolina. And he was on his last legs in the NFL before finding Sean McVay and finding the situation with the Rams.
So do you want me to answer?
Did we forget all of that?
No, but I think it would have been a little bit different.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.